Let's talk about movies, and let's talk about movies being made here in the Bay State. And the film tax credit, which was set to expire, now it looks like that's not going to happen. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Quincy Rep, Tacky Chan. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you've been a big proponent of this for a number of years, and I know there was a sunset clause on the film tax credit. I think it was going to expire at the end of 2022, and you thought, that's not a good idea, and I know you really pushed to make this happen, and now it looks like it has.
Oh, yes. We were able to pass outside section in this year's budget, and the governor signed to a law last Friday to make it permanent. With one small adjustment, the industry now has to spend or be shooting in Massachusetts 75% of their production as opposed to 50%. But that one small change, this is now permanent.
And I know that you in the past have said not only does this make sense, but the pandemic has actually highlighted the value of the film tax credit.
Oh, absolutely. Film industry was the first group of industries to come back immediately after reopening in Massachusetts in September. They adhere to medical level COVID requirements, and certain industries, in particular the hotel industry, became apparent the impact of the film and television industry because they brought money to the state and was utilizing hospitality services, particularly in Boston, which were not being used because of the nature of the pandemic we were in.
Now, what about the ripple effect? You know, you hear people love anytime we say, oh, you know, we're shooting a movie. I think they're actually shooting parts of a movie at the Braintree Plaza this month. And I know that John Hamm has been shooting some scenes from a movie in Cohasset. Don't you think besides the financial aspect, there's also like a little bit of a cachet that goes to that? Oh, they're filming movies here. They must think this is a desirable area.
Oh, absolutely. The part of the industry is that it actually provides a type of free advertising for a lot of local businesses and local locations that people can social media on their own. You see it in the local news. There's always some level of credit or reference in the movies themselves and television shows themselves, and encourages people who want to go visit these locations if it's a industry, if it's a movie you like that you want to go see. So, you know, those kind of edited effects that local businesses don't really have to pay for. They get paid to use locations, and they get some free advertising on their own.
And to put it in layman's terms, can you explain exactly how the film tax credit works?
Sure. The film tax credit provides a 25% payroll tax and sales tax deduction. And you have to have a production that costs over $50,000, and you have to have your production shoot or spend 75% of their production costs inside Massachusetts.
Well, sounds like a good deal. We appreciate you joining us this morning and giving us an update on this story. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Quincy Rep, Tacky Chan.